Magic Breakfast with Scudder
and Brooke.
Big birthday coming up,
Brooke. Yeah, I've heard.
The Loxton Amateur Basketball Association, the LABA, mm-hmm. 70 next week.
70 years.
70 years of the LABA. To celebrate, they enlisted the help of a friend of the show, John Decoe. He's a bit of a filmmaker from here in the Riverland. I grew up with him in Loxton, actually.
Okay.
He made a bit of a documentary about the LABA, and he joins us on air this morning. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hi.
Fantastic. Tell us how'd this all come about.
So the LABA's obviously having their 70th anniversary, and they came to me and said, would you put together a couple 5-minute videos for our 70th anniversary dinner? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. I thought it was going to be a relatively small job, and then I got their document for their history, and I was absolutely fascinated. They've got such an incredible history. I was like, well, we should go and make this something a lot bigger.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 70 years, though.
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of history there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to condense down in those couple 5-minute videos. We ended up with, like, 15-minute videos, but that's okay. They're kind of very receptive of it because, I mean, it's pretty dense history, but they've got a great... The origin story is fascinating.
So what exactly are you focusing on in the documentary?
So we're broadly going across the 70 years, but the first part of it really focuses on their initial start, where they, Esmond Thea, was getting a sports magazine from the US, and it had a picture of a basketball game and a small blurb, and he was like, this looks cool, and I was part of the cycling club, and so they were like, let's give this a go, with no rules, no way of knowing what the game's about or how it's played. They just gave it a crack in the old show hall before the old rec centre, and it was like 2/3 wood planks, 1/3 cement, and they just made some ball backwards and made the rules up for the first couple of years.
Wow.
That's incredible. So obviously this wasn't a cheap little exercise. You actually got some funding from the government.
Yeah, so I was like, this is worth doing better and doing it well. And so we applied for Country SA Arts and Regional Arts Fund and managed to get 10 grand from them. And then also the Loxton Local Council gave us a little under 2.5 to also boost it up.
So what was involved in getting the grant? Did you have to say, hey, this is like too good a story not to share? We need some money to do so?
Yeah, essentially that. The grant was about the fact that this is a story worth telling and an apt moment to tell it, because there were still people around that were there at that initial AGM meeting underneath what's now Ruby Square. There's a Stella down there, and that's where they had that original meeting.
No way.
So those people aren't going to be around forever. So it was the perfect time to hit the nail on the head and get it done.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I hear there's a trailer coming out. Can we see it and when?
It should be out now, and it's on a 6'4" Productions Facebook page, and also the Basketball Association's Facebook page should have shared it by now, and so we're out there, check it out.
Awesome, we will. And then obviously next Saturday is the 70th. Are you going to premiere the whole doco there?
Yeah, so on the 27th, for their big gala night for their 70th, we're going to be playing all three parts. We've broken it down into three parts throughout the night, so everybody doesn't have to stand there and watch 45 minutes straight. And yeah, so you can come along. It's a free event. You can come along. You just have to RSVP. Come see the documentary and a bunch of other memorabilia they have out from the basketball club 70 years.
Great. And then where can we see it after it's premiered?
So the plan at this stage is sometime in the following month, the LABA is actually putting together an archive website. Oh. They'll be able to go and look at all the photos that we've unearthed through the Pioneer and other places. They've been generous with their photos. And on there, we'll be able to premiere the documentary. You'll be able to watch it.
As a local Loxton boy myself, and of course you as well, John, this is like a huge history for our little town of Loxton.
Because Loxton was one of the first basketball clubs in the state. There was only a couple at that point, West Adelaide and the Boys Own. And so, yeah, Loxton was one of the first.
That's interesting.
Honestly, I think I might go along to this because I obviously don't know much about my own hometown.
Well, me too, and I know nothing about sports, so we'll be fine.
That too.
I'm not a fan of basketball at all, and this is just that fascinating. I thought, this is a story worth telling.
Exactly. Well, it's always a pleasure catching up with you, John. All the best. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys.